Real people,
real celebrities,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building. His album is out right now.
That's right, Mr. Wonderful.
Action Bronson.
We're here. Thank you, guys.
He's got the Alchemist with him.
That's right. Producer extraordinaire. What's up, sir?
What's up? What's up?
Can I just say, Action Bronson, you look like you slimmed down a lot.
I did. I lost 40 pounds.
How'd you do that so quick?
It wasn't that quick. I was on the way when we met last time. Mm-hmm. But I just been, you know, eating right and getting it together.
What's eating right for you? What's
eating right?
Eating right,
because I usually, you know, I eat at terrible times. So in the morning I start off with a banana shake with peanut butter and some raw cocoa. Mm-hmm. And
I do that twice a day.
Do you?
Yeah,
peanut
protein,
butter and
protein
raw cocoa.
Shake.
Yeah.
But then I hit the ginger shot, wheatgrass, mm-hmm. about 2 gallons of water a day. Just walking around, just going in.
Now, I saw you with the food truck at South by Southwest. That food you was giving out didn't look healthy, though.
It was not healthy whatsoever. That was the one time, you know. I let
your
it go a little
day.
Bit down there. I'm not going to lie. I ate a lot of beef, beef ribs.
It's the brisket in Austin, man.
Oh, man. The brisket was out of control. The beef ribs was out of control. But the food that I was serving, the people loved it. It was like, it's something that everyone could eat down there. It's fried potatoes with gravy, cheese, mm-hmm. and brisket. Everyone loved it.
Did you cook the food yourself?
I gave them the recipe.
Gotcha.
And then the girls that were...
You directed.
Yes, I directed. I produced it.
You produced it.
I produced the situation. Yeah, but the girls that were working on the truck, they killed it for me. They knocked out about 2,000 plates, and I just gave them all away. It was great.
Now, who comes up with those marketing plans? Because as a chef, do you feel like, that's stereotypical. You just going to make me serve out a food truck?
No, I wanted to do that because I feel like, you know, connected with the fans, especially through food, this is what I'm known for.
Yeah, well, I think it makes sense.
It makes sense, and down there, it's a food truck heaven in Austin. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's the biggest boom of food trucks in America.
The best marketing plans, I think, are the ones that make sense for who you are.
Exactly. You know? And, you know, a lot of the ideas I come up with myself, but I can't execute it all the way. So we have the good people that are helping execute it, and that's just the way it goes.
All right. Now, I was listening to Mr. Wonderful. I didn't see the production credits yet, so I'm assuming Alchemist did a lot of joints.
He did 3 joints on it, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
This is awkward that Alchemist is here because I had some questions.
I thought it was dope.
You played it all morning.
Yeah, it confused me a little bit, though, because some of the records wasn't no rap on them.
Yeah, I know. I was just, you know, trying to do more of just, like, different pieces of music, not just only rap, because I gave out 10 projects of straight, ridiculous rapping, you know what I mean? Just nonstop. So now, this time, I just wanted to take the time and just really, like, do the music I wanted to do.
Did Alchemist tell you should experiment a little and...
He was iffy about those joints at first, honestly, but then he came back around and, you know, he was like, yeah, you know.
I just felt like he'd done so much already, but it was like, okay, now it's the major album on the label. Mm-hmm. You got to take it one step. Like, mm-hmm. don't be afraid, because I felt like he sometimes gets put in a category that's like, keep it real rapper.
Yeah, backpacks.
But he's not that.
Yeah, yeah.
He listens to salsa music. He listens to crazy. So I felt like he needed to show that too.
Right.
Now, he said that on the record, Terry. He said you do a remix with Pitbull. And I had to think, I was like, wouldn't Bronson do a remix with Pitbull?
I'm going to tell you who the remix is going to be for that song. Me, Pitbull, and MF Doom.
Wow. You got it done already.
I have the Doom verse. All we need is Pitbull. All we need is Pitbull.
City Boy Blue, that sounded like a jam session.
Yeah,
it was just like kind of like a light hook on there.
That was just the better music, man. That song right there was specifically, City Boy Blues, A Light in the Attic, and Baby Blue. It's supposed to be like a little mini
musical
in between the album, you know? So that starts it off. It's all about kind of like, you know, relationship things, that woes that I've gone through. And I just caught a bug. 88 Keys produced that one right there with Party Supplies, and he just played it for me, and I just couldn't rap to it.
Gotcha.
I couldn't catch a rhythm to rap or make it sound good at least. So I was like, you know, I'm writing a song. I was listening to a lot of Billy Joel that day, and I was like, yo,
you
I'm
just
going
listen
in.
To anything. You listen to everything.
I really like Billy Joel's incredible.
Billy Joel's so far, her salsa.
Explain the Light in the Attic record, because it's attic, like drug addict.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, it's a play on the Shel Silverstein book, A Light in the Attic.
Yeah.
A Light in the Addict is, you know, it's just, it's kind of heroin-y. It's kind of, you know, it's like dopey. It's like dope music. It's just Party Supplies and and the dude who wrote it, Sean, they were sniffing dope at the time and taking a lot of, you know, hallucinogens as well. And that's just...
You say on the album, you did acid for 10 days straight.
In the mountains.
In the mountains. Is that true or that's just rap?
That one's rap, but, you know... Okay. Admit, no. That,
it was 3 days.
You know what I mean? That music made me feel like I was taking acid for 10 days straight. That's what I meant.
Imagine.
It's just like that Turkish funkadelic, man. It's just some next level music. They just, it, like, the music from all over the world is, it. There's so much out there that you have not heard. You just need to, it, like Al, he goes all over these places and just gathers records. We come back and we listen to them, and it's just like, we can make beats from them, or I could just put them in my iTunes and just listen all day long, bump them in the car.
Now, the name Mr. Wonderful, explain that.
You know, Mr. Wonderful is just something my mother used to call me. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek, you know? She used to... If you're like kind of like a, you know, a mess up, or mm-hmm. you do terrible things, or you act up all the time, huh, Mr. Wonderful over here, you know?
It's mm-hmm. ironic.
That's like
it's
an OG wrestling name.
Exactly. Well, it's Paul Orndorff's name as well.
Paul Orndorff, yeah.
But, you know, he was also like a real jerk, so that's why it kind of played funny, you know? I'm not really a jerk, but sometimes I could be mean.
You play one sometimes.
I play one on TV.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. I was just talking about... you know, just you trying to experiment with different things.
Yep.
Did it make you nervous that your fans would be like, what the hell is he doing?
Of course, you don't want to, I mean, if they're real fans, they're going to understand the growth and everything that needs to, you know, me musically, I came into the music thing late, you know, so right now I'm really just getting my feet under me. It's only been 5 or 6 years since I've been rapping, so I'm just really... getting into music as a whole and understanding it more and being able to use different vocals and stuff like that, because I was definitely scared or self-conscious about singing, but then I was like, you know what? All these other dudes can't sing for, they stink. Mm-hmm. And I definitely could throw some effects that make me sound like Stevie Ray Vaughan or something. You
so that's
know what
you
mean?
Singing on Baby Blue.
That's me.
All right, I couldn't figure it out. I was like, good. Is this what I'm singing?
It's like Jim Morrison or something. Yeah. It's like some 70s, some vibe.
Now, what chick about... a chick had you in your feelings on that record,
yeah,
though.
Definitely.
Was that a true story?
It was a true. Oh, that's a true story. You know? All that.
Heartbreak.
Like, you bought her a crib?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
How much was the house?
It's not that much.
Okay.
$1,900 a month.
That's a baby mom or that's just some girl?
Well, yeah, it has a lot to do with that, but okay. It's, you know, it's like... a lot of relationships that go wrong in general. Mm-hmm. You know, it's usually that's how it goes.
That's actually the first time I ever heard Chance the Rapper rap.
He rapped.
And I told him, I told him that last time I met him. I'm like, I never heard a verse from you.
And he stood in by the song.
But I like Chance, though. He's a good kid. But yeah, that was the first time I ever heard him spit was on your
I
project.
I saw you guys were at South by Southwest together, too, performing.
Yeah, we did that. And I seen Charlamagne over there. He was hosting the...
The Woodies.
The Woodies. Yep. Did a good job over there with Nessa.
Yeah.
And,
Now, I have some questions for you. If you had to pick between two different things, right?
All right, go ahead.
Some of these might be hard because Alchemist is right here.
Okay.
All right, Alchemist or Mark Ronson?
I mean, you know, I have to go with Al.
Okay.
That's that Queens bias, too, because you grew up on Mobb Deep.
That, exactly. That's yeah. That's just what it is. You
okay,
know it is.
Hubby or Bae?
Who?
Good answer.
You
got
to pick one.
Who?
Hubby Good or Bae?
For what are we referring to? What is that Hubby?
Don't worry about it. Just your first instinct.
Nah.
Nah.
Nah. I all guess right. Bae.
All right, Coachella or South by Southwest?
Am I wrong here?
You
I'm sorry.
Doing what? That was a good answer. What?
Coachella or South by Southwest?
South by. Mm-hmm. Coachella is amazing as well. I'm doing Coachella this year, by the way. It's amazing as well, but South by, you get this concentration of everybody down there, and it's just, that feels a good feeling down there. You moving from place to place, everyone's running to go see this person. Oh, I gotta leave the last song. I gotta go run here and catch this person. It's just a cool feeling. It's like a conference. I don't know.
The food.
The food is
like
incredible.
You gotta keep it in Austin.
Yeah,
you gotta keep it there. It's just a good time. Right. It was snowing up here and it was cold, so we were down there. It was
sweating.
Yeah. This is like 80 degrees.
All yeah. right, shrooms or mollies?
Shrooms. I've never done a Molly in my life. I don't know what...
All right, J. Cole or Kendrick?
Kendrick.
All right, I like your honesty. People might hesitate. The only one you hesitated on was Hubby or Bae.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Confused. What you, I mean, Hubby. What are you talking about?
Now, you said shrooms. Now, you rap a lot about drugs on the album. I didn't know if you were really into drugs or was it just rap? I don't know.
No, I've definitely, later on in my life, I started, I've used shrooms. You know, like, I actually, the first, one of the first times I took shrooms was in Africa. And we went to South Africa and I took these, this dude had these concentrated psilocybin drops, which is just pure extract. So I took one. We all wild out, went to Nobu. I don't, for 8 hours, just the precursors of it. No bugging out, just laughing uncontrollably.
You were in Nobu for 8 hours?
Yes, or at least five.
They didn't kick y'all out?
Nah, in South Africa, in Nobu.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Wow.
The faces in there, it was just... that's all I remember is these crazy faces, man.
Now, with most New York rappers, if you look like, if you say Mobb Deep, they're known as a New York rapper, but you're not. You're just Action Bronson. Does that bother you at all, that people don't associate you necessarily from New York?
Nah, I just think they're uneducated, you know, honestly.
You probably got more stamps on your passport than most.
I mean, I had to get a new passport. I had to add 30 extra pages also. Yeah, straight up. I'm a Queens native. There's no other place I'm from. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no other place that explains me. It's just straight Queens. If you don't understand, where could I be from? Mm-hmm. If you hear me talk, you know I'm not from Indiana. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I might look it, but I'm not. You know.
Who are some other artists that hit you up like on the regular on your phone, asking you to, you know, just you saying your what friends. Up?
Yeah. Vince Staples hits me up constantly. We always talk to each other. Mm-hmm.
I saw you hanging out with Raekwon the other day.
Yeah, Ray. I mean, Ray's the man. He's always showed love since the beginning. Yeah, I talk to Ray a lot. I talk to Prodigy. That's really it. You know, like a lot of younger dudes that are not really like that popping. I keep in contact with a select few, not too many. Mm-hmm. I don't like to be fake with people. You know what I mean? I dig it. But what do we have to talk about other than, you know, rap music or something like that, you know?
Right.
Now, Alchemist, you was one of the architects of that 90s sound. What makes you gravitate towards Bronson?
I mean, you know, first when we met, it was like first just music. You know, I dug his stuff and then we kind of clicked. Because, you know, when you make music, you end up, in my travels, it's like you make the best music with the people you're cool with. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of clicked. Like, I don't remember what it was when we first met. I think I've asked him to hook me up with some weed and he just gave me an ounce and was like, take that. Mm-hmm. I think it was that. It was something like that.
I
love how people become friends over weed.
I mean, you know,
because it was nothing. He's a legend to me. You know, he's like one of the people I grew up. You know, not to say he's an old man, but you know, he's not young.
Nah, but you know that was first. You know, was the music. Then we linked, and I was like, this kid is. You know what I mean? This is somebody I could be, you know, friends with, and we kind of linked like that. And through time, him coming out to LA, we working, and we just built a relationship where it was like, that's how we broke the ice to make more than just a joint here or there. And
gotcha.
Like, I know what he's about now, and I know how to fit the right beats. So when we get up, it's like a guarantee we're going to make something anytime.
Well, I take rap literally, man. So it's the few things off the album I need to know. Can you really speak 6 languages and 3 voices?
I can speak 2 languages and 2.5 voices.
What 2 languages?
I just speak English and Spanish, and I understand a little bit of Albanian, but I don't speak it fluently, which I'm embarrassed about. I'm going to be honest.
Have you ever really been in first class with a hard?
100%.
Okay.
1,000,000%. Like, coming back from Texas, I had a hard on, and I was sitting in first class.
Is that just random, or were you thinking of
a lot of times when you fly, I don't know, something about
it. Like, you had a hard on coming back from Austin?
Yeah.
Were you sitting next to
Alchemist? Next to you.
Wow.
That's good. Weird. Dog, there's a separation there, fam. You don't need to know that.
It's good to know.
Okay, so were you daydreaming, or is it just a random?
It's the pressure or something that, you know.
Early morning flights, early morning Woody's on first class.
Yeah, exactly. You just, you know, damn, I'm up here. I got all this room. Might as well get comfortable.
What if you guys both had hard-ons at the
same time? That's
crazy. We wouldn't know. We wouldn't be conversing about
imagination.
We wouldn't know about that.
That's not something you turn your home on and be like, yeah, I got a hard-on.
Me too, say what?
And you also said overseas, you probably got mad kids you don't even know about.
That could be a possibility.
You got to start wearing condoms overseas.
Damn.
Or at least pull out.
Listen, I...
Prematurely ejaculate.
Never.
Rappers think when they're overseas, it doesn't count.
Yeah, right. Right. That's
out here. Overseas.
They wear different outfits. They know no condoms.
Straight up, I know dudes that only wear certain tight shirts in Europe. They will not wear that in New York.
Now, you paid homage to Lost Boys, too. You said you'd resurrect Freaky Ty to do your ad-libs.
I have to, man. That's what I grew up on, that LB fam, you know? He's just one of the best, you know? He's kind of like Migos are now. He started that crazy ad-lib stuff in the back, you know?
I thought about that. Do you feel like this is your debut album, though?
It is my debut album because I put a lot more work into this than I did a lot of other projects.
Gotcha.
Like the Blue Chip stuff. That was really like just having fun and going in. It's not really like taking time to listen to the EQ of the drum or the EQ of the bass. On this project, I really, really dug in and like was in the studio for 95% of everything being done.
Do numbers matter to you?
Yes and no.
Explain.
Yes, because, you know, you want to make, you want to show that, you know, you're on that level of artist where people dying to just buy your music. I've given a lot of stuff out for free and I've made a lot of money on the road. So in that sense, I don't care. But now I'm not dealing with an independent situation. I'm dealing with people that are looking at me like, oh, they're only gonna, you know, do better for you when you're showing that you're moving for them.
Right.
So me making numbers happen is gonna be a lot more helpful for myself and my situation with the label, and they're going to want to push me more and do more things possibly, you know what I mean?
Right.
Did you think about things like, what is my first single going to be? Is this a radio-friendly song? Things that you'd never thought about before?
Rappers think that every new song is their single. Yo, the newest song that they just made is their single. I thought of mad songs with my single. I don't know what a single is, but Baby Blue, the new one, is definitely my best shot.
Right. I like that. And acting crazy, I hear that on the radio.
It's on the radio a lot, but I would, you know, I don't know. I can't call it. Baby Blue is more of a
musical.
Yeah, it's more of a musical piece. The other one is more of a, it's like a street single.
Mm-hmm. But that's good, because then that keeps you, you know.
It keeps me on both sides.
They probably said they're going to throw this out first, so your core fan base.
See how it sticks, and then we'll go
for
that.
Put out the one that's a little different for you.
Listen.
It's like I work at a label.
Yeah. I don't know how these people think, honestly. I just don't get it sometimes, but
what is it like for you in a meeting when you have to sit down and like go over?
I can't even see you in a label meeting.
Yeah, it's like? So crazy. It's ridiculous. The breakdowns, I'm just sitting there like this. Because, you know, I don't like doing those types of things. Mm-hmm. But you have to. You have to be on top of your business and know exactly. You got to know who your marketing person is. You got to know who's doing this. You got to know who's doing that. You got to know who's doing this. You got to have everybody under control, and you got to show face and be like, listen, you know, you guys are ready to work this, and just talk to people and build relationships with people. And I feel like I've done that. I feel like I know a lot of the people that are working on this project down from the lowest to the highest. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much the way it
is. And you
do
have a TV show coming.
Oh, I have a TV show for sure. We have the web series called That's Delicious right now out on Vice Munchies. And it will be coming to a cable network near you in the fall.
Is it HBO?
Can't disclose which network it is.
I just read that. It will.
It's a major move.
Better be MTV because they love you in that building.
Well, you help me out, man. Let's go. I'm not exclusive.
Okay.
This is a non-exclusive thing.
Now, how hard is it to not rap on records? Because like I hear the Road the New Idea, and I'm like, that's a tough track, but you don't rap. Like, how hard is it to say, you know what? I'm just gonna let that one ride out.
You gotta. I was like, you know, I got to think out of the box on this and just let it go. I just let it go, man. Honestly, I did less thinking and more from the gut, just feeling, gotcha. Just, you know what? Boom, let's do this. This feels good right here. This feels like a movie. I'm more trying to paint a scene and create a whole spectrum of sound other than hit people with just single songs. So with this album, I'd love it to be listened to the whole way, you know, so you could hear the transitions and the interludes and for it to make sense.
Now, having lost 40 pounds recently, has that changed your sex life?
No, my sex life was incredible before. Just new moves. New moves.
Because I read that you like to get the back of your knee licked.
What?
Nah, that was, you like to get your thigh bitten.
I was just talking crazy. I was just talking crazy.
You looked really high in that.
I was out of control. I didn't know what I was saying, honestly. I looked at that, and I was pissed.
That interview was not sanctioned.
I was like, that was a non-sanctioned interview.
But it was explanatory
because
you had that huge joint.
It was like that.
Yeah.
It was like the seagull, the whole seagull I ruled.
Do you feel like this album tells your story?
I think it does. I feel like this album tells you exactly who I am and what my influences are and where I am musically in my life and where I am in my life, period, you know? I feel great. My mind is clear. And I'm just, you know, I'm ready to tackle everything that's put in my path. And not only that, I'm at my most creative at this point, I feel. Right. Just, you know, from just everything that's going on. Just ideas just pop up all the time, and it's not like anybody else's.
Who would you love to work with that you haven't with yet?
Carlos Santana.
Carlos Santana.
Straight up, okay. Man. Nice. Straight up, I love him. Like, we were in South Africa, and I saw him at breakfast. I couldn't even say a word to him. I was like...
You didn't even speak?
I couldn't, because he's my idol. I fanned out. He was one of the first albums I've ever heard in my life in my father's car back in the day, driving to Bear Mountain.
And, Bear Mountain.
Straight up.
We used to take those trips, too, bro.
Bear Mountain, man. Carlos Santana is one person for sure.
But we appreciate you joining us this morning. Yeah,
thank you guys for having me again, man.
Album
for sure.
In stores right now. Make sure you pick it up.
Album's dope, too.
Thank you, man.
Right. It's the Breakfast Club, Action Bronson.
Yes. Yep.